Okay, today is Pesachim Daf Chaf Gimel, Lamdus on the Daf, and as we do each and every day, 20 minutes per shiur or so, about a topic related to the Daf. So today we're in Daf Chaf Gimel, and we are in the sugyas of Machalas Asuros and Chizki and Rabbi Yavo, these three Dafim, which is a lot of the basis of all of Hilchas Kashrus that we have here, and Chulin and Avodah Zarah. Those are the three. So I'd like to talk about one a specific one that relates to really a Shas topic. Right in the middle of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, we have the suggestion of the Braisa, the Mishnah quoted, and the Braisa that's quoted relating to non-kosher animals. Non-kosher animals. Says the Gemara Bahari, Shrutzim, Drachmana Amar Sheketz Hu Lo Yeachel. By Shrutzim, it says Lo Yeachel V'Tznan, Tzaydi Chayev Ofas V'Dogim, B'Zhin Zadol Aminin Tmeyin, Mutarin L'Machram L'Nachrim. What do you mean? By non-kosher Lo Yeachel, that should be Aser Bahana. So why, if you have traps, and there is not some non-kosher animals that also get stuck in the traps, we say that those could be sold. What do you mean? I thought Lo Yeachel means that also Iser Hana. Shiny hasam to amakra lachem. Shalachem yehe. Special din daraisa shalachem. So therefore, you have a special heter of hana. As we've said by many of these surim listed. Ihach yafil lachachila nami. So if it's lachem, then even lachachila, you should be able to say. Not just nizdamnu, you happen to get some. So therefore, you're allowed to sell it. Why is it just nizdamnu? Shiny hacha to amakra yihiyu. Bahava yasan yehu. No, the pasuk says, Yihiyu, it shall remain in its sheket state, in its non-kosher state. Yihiyu ba'avai son yu rashi v'sheketz yihiyu lachem. Based on this, there's a major machlokes rishonim. Tosva says, right, the isser of selling non-kosher animals. Is that an issa daraisa or an isser derabanan? So Tosva here assumes it's an issa daraisa. Tosva says, Dibra maschal amar, v'yim kain. If it says yihiyu ba'avai son yu, it should be usser. How do you sell? How do we sell horses? How do we sell donkeys? And that was the prevalent practice. Right, dafka miti da'achila. Only items that are eaten is included in the daraisa. Uber Yerushalmi mesecha shviyas parich vare chamor v'gamal. The Yerushalmi asked this question. Umishani lemelach donhein gedalim, which means they're lemelacha. They're not for achila, and therefore it is mutter. Then Tosva says v'im tomar, but it says in Perak Maruba and Bava Kama, Osir liyisrael agada chazirim, a Jew cannot raise pigs and sell them. Tepikle to me daraisa osir. What do you mean? There's an issa darabanan at the end of Perak Maruba. Is osir daraisa? Tosva assumes there's a real issa daraisa. Issa daraisa to sell non-kosher animals. So what do we need the takana of not being megada chazirim? It's included in the issa daraisa. V'yesh lomar denafka leilamekam ba'orer. It's not only osir. A person has a curse. Mekam ba'orer. That means that person has curse. Like the cheirim de Rabbeinu Gershom. What does that mean? A lot of those things were usher even before Rabbeinu Gershom. Reading other people's mail. Well, you were allowed to do that before Rabbeinu Gershom. And he was mechadesh. That you're not allowed to read other people's mail? No. But he put an auror on it. He put a cheirim on it. So that's number one. Inami. Okay, there's other details. But either way, Tosfos, the assumption is, Tosfos assumes that it is an Issa Daraisa. Also, the Russian Baba Kama also holds that it is an Issa Daraisa in the end there of Perek Meruba, Os Yud Gimel, De'ilu Lamachro Lanachrim Af Midaraisa Aser. Right, to sell it is even usser mida oraisa. That is Tosfos and the Rush in Baba Kama. The Rashba seems to say that it's only Drabban. The question how to understand the Rashba, but the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rashba is that it is a Drabbanan, Gzeira, you might come to eat them. And that's why you might, it's limited to midi da'achila. According to Tosfos, the Rush is a little more difficult. Why would it be limited? It's usser daraisa to sell non-kosher animals that you might eat, but selling non-kosher animals that you don't usually eat, that's okay. Why would there be a chilek on a daraisa level? So the Rashba, Pashto seems to say, is drabana gzera shem yochal. Right, the Shumas Hadashin says in Simon Reish that the Pasuk is an Asmachta. An Asmachta, but again, most assume that it is a daraisa. The question of the Achronim, the Prichadash and the Taz discuss, if it is Darabanan, the Isser of selling, then how do you read our Gemara? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara said that Lachem Shalachem Yehei, and therefore you're allowed to sell it. So says the Gemara, Yehachai, Afilu Chachila Nami, even the Chachili should be able to sell it. But one second, according to the Rashba, according to the Shumas Hadashin, it is Mutter Mida Oraisa to sell. So what does the Gemara say? Even the Chachila, it is Mutter Lachachila, just Mida Rabanan is Aser. So what's the Gemara's question? And the Gemara answers, Shani Hachat Amakra Yihiyu Bava Yasan Yihu. It is Mutter. So what's the Gemara, if it's Rabbanan, how do you read our Gemara? So says the Prichadash, and says the Taz, that what the Gemara is really asking is that if it is mutter l'chachila nami, even midrabanan, it should be mutter. Why should it be mutter even midrabanan? Because the Rabbanan don't have the authority to asur something that is beferish laheter mida araisa. That's what the Taz quotes in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud Zayin and Yaradeya on this halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol davar she'asur min haTorah af al pi she'mutter bahana im hudavar miyuchad lema'achal asur lasas bo schara." You can't do schara with it. And the Taz, after quoting one shita, which hopefully we'll get back to a little bit later, v'nira latarets. The eight koach biyad chachamim lesser davar shepirsha haTorah beferish laheter. If the Torah says beferish laheter, they can't answer it. The ain koach biyad chachamim lahachmir el v'makam she'im baluiser laheter. Mefurish min haTorah. If the Torah doesn't say something, then they can answer. The Torah doesn't say that you're allowed to eat chicken and milk. It just says you're not allowed to eat beef and milk. So the Rabbana can answer that. There's no beferish pasuk that says it's mutter. Ma she'ain kein b'makam she'ish heter mefurish min haTorah. So then that's different. Says the Prichadah, says the Taz, that's what the Gemara is asking. Even the Chachila Nami, even the Chachila, the Rabbanan shouldn't be able to aser it, because it's the Beferish Mutter min haTorah. This is a Yesod that the Taz writes in Kuf Yud Zayin, and it's also in Arachayim. Also in Arachayim, the Taz there, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Tav Kuf Peches, the Taz wonders, we know there's an Isser, Durabanan, you're not allowed to blow shofar on when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Gzeira Shem Yisak in Kleshir. I'm sorry. That Gisr Durabanan is Gzeira. You might be Maver Dalanamas Rosh Hasharabim. But one second. Ask the Achronim. He quotes this from the Mizrahi and others. Why don't we say that you can never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls out on a weekday? Why? Because Gzeira Shem Yisak in Kleshir. There's always an Isr Durabanan of blowing musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif. So why not Rosh Hashanah too? You should say you can never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because Shema Yisak in Kleshir. So it says the Taz, the same Yisod that he wrote in Yaradeya. And that is, if the Torah says something's mutter, the Rabbanan cannot asur it eternally. They can asur it and say, oh, this year you're not going to blow, next year you are going to blow. But to knock out a Beferish Heter, so then that the Rabbanan can't do. The O nearly Latarites, De Ein Lahem Ligzer V'Lachar Lagamrei, Dvar Torah, Shetziv Salatko Biyomze. Bishlama says the Taz, Bishabis, Lonisaka Lagamre. By Shabbos, it's not totally uprooted. Kivan She below Shabbos, token Biyantif. Since without Shabbos, you're still going to blow. You're still going to blow when Yantif falls on a weekday. Vizer Shizel Bechlam Masha Asu Siagla Torah, Volaro Dvar Torah. What the Gemara says, Masha Enkain, in the case if they would Aser, Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They can't answer that. And he said, this is also the answer to the question of Tosfos. Tosfos in Megillah asks, why didn't the Rabbanan aser mila bismano on Shabbos? Shema, you might come to carry the knife. Carry the baby is a machlokas, whether that's a daraisa or the Rabbanan. So you want to say it's a Rabbanan, chaynosi it's atzmo, fine. But what about carrying the knife? Why don't you say, Shema, you might come to carry the knife? Therefore, when bris mila, day 8, falls out on Shabbos, it's also aser the Rabbanan. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers, because only Bekiyan are involved in mila. Bris Mila is too important, it's Nichras, so many Brisos, but the Taz says no. The pasuk, there's an extra pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Tazria. Uva Yom HaShmini, Yimol Besar Alaso. On Yom HaShmini, you have to do Bris Mila. It's Ke'ilu, and we darsha from that pasuk, Afilu B'Shabbos. So it's Ke'ilu, the Torah says, Beferish, you could do a Bris Mila on Shabbos. If the Rabbanan would say, you can't even do a Bila B'Zmano on Shabbos, that would be knocking out the mitzvah. You must have written Yaradeya first. But that's the Yesod of the Taz, but it comes up here, how to read the Gemara by selling non-kosher animals. This comes up even later in Psachim, a fascinating suggestion I once heard. Tosfos in Mesechet Psachim Adav Nun. Later on, Tosfos discusses the minog of not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the top Tosfos, first Tosfos in Perek Malkam Shenagu, the fourth Perek. Omer Ibashem Rivadim Efarish Birushalmi. Maishna Arve Psachim Mishar Yantif. Why is Erev Pesach different than any other Yom Tovim? Mishum Dizmana Pesach Michatzos Ve'elach. Because it's the day of the Karban Pesach. Right? The other Erev Yom Tovim don't have separate Karbanos beforehand. And on the day of the Karban, so that's when you're not allowed to do malacha. It's like Yantiv delay. V'yaf yachid kamar hasam mishayi mos hashana b'yom shemevi karban asur b'malacha. The Yerushalmi, Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi, every time somebody brings a karban, that day it is a Yantiv. Uparich, so then the Yerushalmi asks, Im kein yehe kol ayom aser. An amazing question. Every day should be aser b'malacha. Why? The Karban Tumid is brought on our behalf. And if the Karban Tumid is brought on our behalf, so then every day should be a yantif. And what did the Yerushalmi answer? Can't be. Why can't it be? Shiny Tumid. Shatora hotziya menaklal dechsiv v'yasafta deganecha. V'yemkein kol yisrael yoshvim u'betelim miyasov lam dagan. It says v'yasafta deganecha. So therefore, who's going to get the dagan? So it must be that there's no iser malacha. The question is, how did that answer the question? The question was, it should be aser. So xeris akasiv v'yasafta deganecha. That overrides the din that should be. No, maybe the pshat is like this tas. V'yasafta deganecha means it can't be. If the Torah says beferish laheter that you're allowed to do malacha, it can't be that there's an iser the raisa of this is the rabbanan of doing malacha. The rabbanan don't have the power to do to aser. In that regard, this yisod of the Taz, is used by the Menchas Chinuch in many, many places. The Menchas Chinuch loves this Taz. Just to quote you a few of them, this yisod that once the Torah says something is mutter beferish, the Rabbanan don't have the power to aser it. So we'll start in Hilchas Maisris. The Rambam says in Hilchas Maisris in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, he quotes based on the Psukim in Ezra that since the Levim, so many Levim didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael for Bayis Sheni, Ezra Sofer, when he was getting ready, he got ready by the river in Bavel, going back to Eretz Yisrael. There were no Levim there. He had to send a message to a Levite city to get some Levim to come. They needed Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, when Ezra got back, he was kones to the Levim, no Meiser Rishon to the Levim. Truma, nothing to talk about. Truma goes to the Kohen. Truma is Aser to a Zar. Meiser Rishon is not Aser to a Zar. Once you take out the Truma's Meiser from the Meiser Rishon and you give that to the Kohen, Meiser Rishon, it's Gezel HaShevet. It belongs to the Levim. But Ezra said, no, doesn't go to the Levim because they didn't come back. Says the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Maisris. Ein motzien ha-maiser miyad ha-kohanim. Shenemar ki tichum eis b'nei Yisrael. V'chein ko manas kahuna. Ein motzien oson mikohen l'kohen. Ve'ezra konases ha-leviyim bizmano shelo yitnu lahen maiser rishon. Don't give maiser rishon to them. El yitnu l'kohanim. Yinasin l'kohanim. V'fi shelo alu imo l'Yerushalayim. Because they didn't go back up to Yerushalayim with them. So the Minchas Chinuch and the earliers of Mefarshim also, but I read it from the Minchas Chinuch because he's the one that talks about this many, many times. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Hei. Shin Tzadi Hei, let me just find it. Which one is it? Minchas Chinuch in Shin Tzadi Hei says, how could Ezra do this? Doesn't it say that the Levim are supposed to get Maaser Rishon? The Levim are allowed to get Maaser Rishon? That's what the Torah says. Right, so how could Ezra do this? L'chara kasha, this is the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Tzadi Hei. After he quotes the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Pevav, where this Gezeira is from, L'chara kasha, L'fi das ha-taz b'yaradeya, kuf yud zayin, ubarach chayim, taf kuf peches. Shekas, the darva, marforish b'tara, in yukolam chachamim, la'akar mishim siyag, that they can't be okarid. So then, how could this be? Kiva, to the Rabbi Akiva, ma'isarishan, l'lavim, umarforish b'tara, hech yachol Ezra la'akar. How could he okarid? That's the Yisod. They can't, the Rabbanan can't do whatever they want. There are limits, right? Gzeira l'gzeira. Rashi, the beginning of Maseches Beitza, Dav Bezom Abeis, also says, gzeira l'gzeira, it's usher for them to do a gzeira l'gzeira. Not just that they wouldn't, but they couldn't. There are limits on their authority. So here, they can't do this. Lani is daidi, he says, that's why the Rambam says what he says. The Rambam that I just read quickly before. What's the Rambam's lashon? Ezra was kones, the Levim, bizmano. Bizmano, in his time. That's the key. It wasn't forever. It was just at that time. Linnaeus Daiti Nira Demizeh Yasa L'Rambam So Pergal the Trumos the Sover. Maybe it's the first place. Maybe it's only Drabana Bismanazeh, and then Vahanira. I'm sorry. That's the suggestion of the Kesem Mishnah about the Bismano. But the Menachas Chinuch says maybe it's only because it's Drabana Bismanazeh. If it was Daraisa, you wouldn't be able to do it. Okay, that's one place where he uses the Taz. If you look in Taf Kuf Tzadi Dalid, fascinating application. Malkus. Malkus, the Torah says, how many Malkus? Arboim Yakenu. Arboim Yakenu lo Yosef, Chazal say 39. Chazal say 40 means 39. And if I would give a 40th, I'd violate an Issadar Isa. One second, doesn't the Torah say, Beferish, you could give 40? See, he's bothered. How can the Rabbanan aser that 40th lash, according to the Taz? He quotes, Mavur betorah de Malkus Arboim. Ach Rabbanan, Sevir Elhu Dein Lokin El Alamites, B'mispar arboim, who limud gamur, v'yem kemen ha-Torah in lokin ramakos lamates. If you say that it's as if the Torah says 39, then you don't have a problem. Ach ha-Rambam kasav, l'fichach amru chachamim, But what about according to the Taz, Sarachian, Heich, Yecholon Chazal Lakar, Dover Mefurish Batar Lagamri, Mishum Siog, to Oken Lagamri, to Mishum Pamlo, Yilko Arboim, Ayin Taz, Yaradeya, Ayin Taz. And therefore he has a problem. He says, that's why. Alke Nira, Kedira Kesev Mishnah. The Gamma Ramam Sphere must be that everybody else is Din Daraisa. Because of that Taz, it can't be to take the Ramam literally that it's only Drabanan. So you have it by Maestris, you have it here by Malkus, you have it by, two more. Again, the Minchas Chana writes this all over, I'm just quoting four of them. The Minchas Chana says it in Reish Nun Dalid, the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. Mitzvah Mora Mikdash, which is the reason about the one is not allowed to walk onto Har HaBayis, one of the reasons, Klomar, Shenaami Lira Min HaMikdash, says the Chinuch in Reish Nun Dalid, Klomar, Shenaami Deo Benacho Seinu, Makom HaPachad Vayira. We have to have one place that's going to be a place of inspiration. Kedeshi Yisrachachu Livavenu, Bivoenu Sham Lehispalel O Lahakrav Karbanos. Right? To those who, to soften the hearts of those who are going to be makrav karbanos, shenamo mikdashi tiro v'chulu upirshu zechrona lavracha. They talk about the mitzvah mora midini mitzvah, and part of the dinim about not building something similar. But then what's important for us? He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, ein roi klawa sheves bazara, can't sit in the azara. Kiyem l'malchus beis David mishum kavod malchus. Only malchus beis David because of kavod malchus. Says the Menchas Chinuch. Here, again, the sitting in the Azar is a machlokas, we showed him. Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Is it Halacha Moshe Misinai? So there he also talks about whether there's a raya that it's Daraisa. He says, look at Rashi, Shapir Shdein Kavod Shamayim Bekach, Nira Dimi Darabananu. The language of Ein Kavod Shamayim, Sadak is Midarabanan. The Kasa Defsha, the Rashi of Taim Amasha Asra Torah Yeshiva. Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Ulididi Ein Raya. The Afshar Shul Midrabanan. It's possible it's Asr Midrabanan. Mikamakom. Kiva the Chazina de Mefurish Bikra. Did David Amelach Yashav? Imkain Lohaya Korbe Chazala Osro. Right? Chazal Kin and Asr it once the David sat. Kemosha Kasa Vataz Yaradeya the Arachayim. That's not even a Beferish Hatter, just David Amelach did it. Fascinating. And one final one, and that is Shinchav Gimel Gimel, which actually takes us to the next topic also. Shinchav Gimel Gimel regarding the Isser Malacha on Chalamoid. We know there's a Machlokas, we've shown him. Chalamoid, Isser Malacha, Daraisa, Darabanan. So says the Menchas Chinuch in Shinchav Gimel, Oz Gimel, Veli Nira, Denicha Mishakasav Hataz, Dekomat Adavar, Bamafurish, because of Lehetar, Inkok Yacham Lesser, Vim Kane. If it's an Issa Daraisa, how could the Rabbanan, if the Torah says Mefurish, that it's Mutter, how could the Rabbanan Aser Malacha on Chalamoid? Imken Kasha, Hech Yuchlu Chazal, Lakar Ligzar Isser, Bechalamoid. Haba Mefurish Batar Laheter. The Ein Zebiyadim Davarze. It's not in their control. Al Karachach, Sorach Lomar. The Einu Mefurish Batorah, the Nuchal Lomar Hapshat, because of Chagasa, it must be not Mefurish. It must be that it's not mafurish. You have to either change the Rabbanan or change the understanding of the Torah. So it must be that it's not mafurish. That's the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch loves this Taz. There are certain shitas that the Minchas Chinuch loves. The Rashi and Shvuas on Daf Chaf about giving Hasra with a Pasuk. There are a couple of shitos that the Minchas Chinuch quotes over and over again in his Sefer. But back to that first Taz in Yoredeya, there's another suggestion. There's another suggestion to answer the original question. Remember the original question? How can you read our Gemara if the Isser is the Rabbanan? L'chachila Nami, it is mutter. So, the Taz says, maybe there's another understanding of that Rashba. And again, we get back to a question we asked before. If it's Asr Da'araisa, then why are some animals Mutter, some animals Asr? Right? Animals that are eaten are Asr Da'araisa, animals that are not eaten are Mutter. How is that? So the Taz writes there in the beginning of Kuf Yud Zayin that maybe it's relating to another Shas topic, and that is Masra HaKasav LeChachamim. One or maybe two places in Shas, The Chazal tell us that principle. Again, it's by Isser Malach on Chalamoed, but that's what the Taz says. Maybe that's how the Rashba and others understand it. Venera, the beginning of Kuf Yud Zayin, in that same Taz. Da Rashba Kasav Gzeira Zusha HaTorah Asra Mishum. Mida Chaziran HaTera Mishum Lachem. V'Isura Mishum Yihiyu. Ar Gemara. There's Lachem, there's Yihiyu. How do you put those together? Hare Adavar Masul HaChachamim. Shem Yivcharu Ma'ye Asra Ma'ye Mutter. That's it. Dugma Ladavar. It's a malacha de chalamoid. And there are many examples of this. Remember the Ran at the end of Maseches Yuma. How could it be, Ramachlokas, whether the other four Inuyim are Daraisa or Darabanan? If you say they're Daraisa, how could a Kala, how could a Melech wash? That's one of the Rayas that is Darabanan, according to Baliatosis. Say, so how could other Rishonim say that it's Daraisa just without Kares? Masra Kasav L'Chachamim, the Ran says, and therefore the Rabban could decide the contours of the Malacha. That's a unique principle, which we'll have to have another shiur about at some point. But usually the Rabbanan explain the Din D'Oraisa. Here, Masra Kasav L'Chachamim means they even have the power to create the contours of the Malacha itself. So that's another way to understand the Isser, and maybe another way to read our Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, those watching from the Los Angeles Torah program, you know, all we should chazak ve'ematz with Daf Yomi and with Lumdis on the Daf. Feel free to join us on the All Daf app. Have a great day.